developing a generous spirit. I want to talk to you about how the Faith Promise program came about, it is a scriptural principle. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3 to 8 to start, and then I'm going to give you a couple of stories which I found which are quite, for me, they just touched my heart, so I thought I'd share them with you this morning. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3, for I can testify that they what? Gave, not only of what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us. Is anyone begging to give this morning? Come on. Andrew already spoke to me and said, I think we need to up our, as we're standing here. And it's like, when God touches your heart, you've got to go with God. And so they begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift of the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to. So we have urged Titus to encourage your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish the ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways in your faith, does anyone have faith here this morning? In your gifted speakers? Oh, a little bit less. In your knowledge, in your enthusiasm, and your love from us, and I want you, now this is Paul talking to the Corinthians, but also there's a bit of a competition going on actually between the churches of who can give the most. I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. I am not commanding you to do this, but I'm testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. So these churches gave of their own choice. Who knows that it's a free will, that we've been given by God a free will. And it's they gave and they wanted to give of their own choice. They gave willingly and they gave sacrificially. Sacrificial giving is giving beyond our own power, what we think we are able to do. Now, the Macedonian Christians were trusting God rather than their own ability in their giving. Now, what is special about this passage in the Macedonian Christians is their solidarity. In other words, they're in complete unity. Isn't it? Just watching those videos, if we didn't have some kind of unity and we didn't do this together, we wouldn't be able to achieve half the things that we do overseas. There has to be solidarity. And it's like everyone, it's not about how much we earn, it's about we can give something. And so this is a key here. And there was a unity, an agreement, a feeling which resulted in joint action of the church. Are we together on this? And so they had the common interest to support the Jewish Christians in need. They did it together as each individual placed their trust in God. Now, this is quite remarkable. We're talking about a Gentile church given to the Jews. Remarkable. What is even more remarkable, it's just amazing if you go back to their culture. And they wanted to do it willingly and sacrificially. Now, Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 8, 5. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to. So Paul emphasizes that the Macedonians gave according to God's authority. Above all, in importance was the giving of themselves to please God. That should be on every Christian's heart. I want to please God. In 2 Corinthians 8, 8, it says, I'm not commanding you to do this, but I'm testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. If Paul were to command the Corinthian believers to give, he would take away the opportunity for them to express generosity. And he would also give some of them reason to question his apostleship. He wants them to be free from any compulsion. And 2 Corinthians 9:7 emphasizes God's delight in those who give with a right attitude. Don't give reluctantly. Be a cheerful giver. And so this kind of giving is not new to the church. Moses said to the people in Exodus 25, everyone who wants to may bring an offering. It's a scriptural principle out of the love of God for his people and his kingdom advancement. Who'd like to advance the kingdom across our world? This is why we do what we do every year and as an ongoing basis out of our income. A faith promise is the best way to help our own faith and to advance the kingdom. And so Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8:10 to 11, here is my advice. It would be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. What we're talking about? We're basically talking about a faith promise. This is what God told us to give, and now we're going to fulfill that. So those of you or those of us that have finished last year, let's finish well, let's do our promises, and then it starts a new cycle again. We should finish what we started, verse 11. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. And so a yearly giving cycle is scriptural. It is something we can all plan to do, knowing we can fulfill it. Finish what you start and afresh the following year and add some additional faith. We are living in a society where everything, everybody, well, especially if we live in, I guess, WA is fairly fortunate compared to the rest of the world right now, but where we want everything now, it's kind of the culture. So, but God has a plan for our lives far more than what our needs are right at the moment. And who knows that one day we want something and then we don't want it anymore. But that's why God's given us a giving plan. That's why he's given us a kingdom mentality. And so developing a generous spirit means we are becoming more like Jesus. Our life mission is to those in need, those overlooked, and those who need a Savior. And someone in the Bible who had developed this kind of spirit was Rebecca. Now, God knew before Abraham's servant went to find Isaac a bride that Rebecca would go above and beyond, and he knew Rebecca's character. The servant asked Rebecca for a drink of water for himself, and this was Rebecca's response. Genesis 24, verse 19, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they've had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jug into the watering trough and ran back to the well to draw water for all his camels. Rebecca was simply doing what she always did because she had developed a willing spirit. Who knows, it's much better to actually, when you ask someone to do something, to get a, oh yeah, I could do that, do I have to? We should be at the forefront of being willing because God's on our side. And so Rebecca was simply doing what she had already developed, this attitude, if you like. And so when Isaac's servant said to Rebecca, may I have a drink? She saw immediately that his camels needed refreshment too. Rebecca had a willingness to put others before herself and to place her trust in the Lord. And because Rebecca was willing, the plan of God would not fail. Now, this is a plan at this stage that Rebecca did not know anything about. But God already knew her character. And because she was willing to give of herself and go the extra mile, she would become a channel through which the Messiah would come into the world. Rebecca was both willing and generous. Let me explain this story a little bit further. Each camel, there was 10 of them, drank 60 litres of water. That's 600 litres of carting. There was no conveyor belts back in this day. She gave and she gave and she gave. And Rebecca saw herself as a channel of blessing. Do you see yourself as a channel of blessing? And what was quite remarkable about this story is that Rebecca finds out that the camels that she's giving them a drink, she's refreshing, the goods are actually for her. She is to become the bride of the wealthiest man in the land who hasn't found a wife. It's quite remarkable. Rebecca agreed to go with, after the servant asked, will you come back with me? She met Isaac and she had her veil on. And Isaac, when she unveiled her face, was extremely pleased with what she saw, she said, the Bible says. Who knows that God's got a plan for us beyond what we think? Proverbs 11:25 describes all this well. Steve talked about this at Wellard the other day. The generous soul will be made, and he who waters will also be watered himself. I know of no better way to raise money for missions and the poor than through faith, promise, giving. Faith promise giving allows one of us to do, each one of us to do our part in the great work of evangelizing our world. And even if we can't go to the nations, we can support the indigenous in those countries with our finances. And the greatest thing you can do for you is give yourself up and do the will of God. And Leap into Spring is the work God has asked our church to continue. It is the work our Master has called us to do. And so, as we've seen on the videos, we're working in India, we're working in the Philippines, we're working in two countries in Africa. We're now going to support our, as a local mission, a youth program. We're going to see youth pastors in our church in the future. That's the whole reason for sowing some seed into that area. We don't all have to go, but we all can give. And from our salary, we make a promise to provide a worker who will provide the gospel to the unreached and the untold. I think it's been about 2010. It's been at least 10 years now we've been supporting a school and their staff in Liberia alone, which is supporting a whole community of about 700 people. Remarkable. Now, I said I had this story that touched my heart, and I'm going to share it with you before we go on and we see what we want to achieve an achieving stage of our giving. You ready for this? Okay, listening? Jane Fisher watched anxiously as her 17-year-old daughter, Katie, pulled her unruly lamb into the arena of the Madison County Junior Livestock Sale. With luck, Katie, this is what her mum was thinking, with luck, Katie would collapse as she had during a livestock show the day before because Katie was battling cancer. This was her first chance in months to be outdoors having fun, away from hospitals and chemotherapy treatments, and she had come with high hopes for earning some sizable spending money. She had wavered a little on a decision to part with the lamb, but with the price of lamb averaging $2 per kilo, she was looking forward to a lot more than pocket money. So she presented the lamb for viewing, and the bidding was about to begin. And that's when Roger Wilson, the auctioneer, had a sudden inspiration that brought some unexpected results. We sort of let you know, folks, that Katie had a situation that wasn't too pleasant, is how he tells it. And he hoped his introduction would at least push the bidding up a little bit. Well, the lamb sold for $12 a kilo, But things didn't stop there. The buyer paid up, then decided to give the land back so that it could be sold again. That started a chain reaction with families buying the animal and giving it back over and over again. When local businesses started buying and returning, the earnings really began to pile up. The first sale is the only one that Katie's mum remembers. After that, she was crying too hard as a crowd kept shouting, "Resell, resell, resell." Katie's lamb sold 36 times that day, and the last buyer gave it back for good. Katie ended up with more than $10,000 for a fund to pay for her medical expenses, and she still got to keep her famous lamb. So I want to ask a question. With your faith promises card, can you please take it? Has your heart enlarged with the greatness of giving, or has it shriveled up from being focused on yourself? The Lord Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Will God's will be done? And as I conclude this morning, I'm coming back to explain the faith promise card for those of you who may not have ever done this before. But 1 Timothy 6:17 says this: "Teach those who are rich in this world." Who knows that we are richer than most countries in our world? "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may experience true life." What an amazing passage of scripture. And Paul is reminding Timothy that material wealth is temporary and that we must not adopt the world's values concerning wealth. True godliness needs to gratitude and generosity towards others. So what can I give? This is how a faith promise works. This is really good to develop your faith. So first, the question you ask is, what can I give? And so in your budget, you can work out, okay, I know I can do this. And the second question we ask is, what can I give up? What can I give up? And so it may be you were thinking about buying a new car or something. You think, well, maybe I can keep my car for another year or whatever it is. Cup of coffee works out to about, in my case, about $1,200 a year. So it's an expensive habit. So, you know, there's $1,200 that could easily go on top of our giving. There's a whole lot of things, right? You could delay a holiday, whatever it is. And the third question we ask, and I think this is a really important one, and I've tried to explain that this morning. What can I believe God for? What can I believe God for? Because faith tells me that no matter what lies ahead, God is already there. And the Bible is clear that faith pleases God. Can we have this attitude with our giving? For all those that are overlooked in our world, those particularly those areas that we are supporting. So what can I give? What can I give up? What can I believe God for? And an opportunity is given on your card for weekly, fortnightly, monthly, any kind of giving you like. You can set up a direct debit, which the numbers are already there on the card, and you can also ask for our office to set up a direct debit for you. So there's very easy ways to give. So let's pray. Can we stand to our feet, church, before we bring our cards this morning? The baskets here. Some of the musos already put theirs in. Great. Fantastic. And are the kids coming in? Is that right? So they normally start. So might need to find them. might define them. Can we just take our card? Let's just pray, hey? Lord, we thank you for all that we are doing around our globe through what you placed on our hearts over 20 plus years ago. And we pray, Father, that the mission that you have given us will continue and that we would continue to see people's lives transformed. We would be able to see, Father, more and more people come to Christ throughout these ministries that we are involved in. And we pray, Lord, too, for our local mission and Port Care. We pray your blessing in Jesus' mighty name. The people of God said, Amen. Amen.